Constructive journalism is important and the process towards it is long. The Constructive Journalism Workshop in Zagreb, organized by the media agency, was led by Jesper Himmelstrup, a Danish journalist who has been doing this job for 26 years. Hello and thank you for having time for this.
I'm very delighted to be here, thank you.
How did you join the Constructive Journalism project?
Well, actually, I have been a journalist for 20 years, and in many ways, I very much saw that journalists naturally only focus on the problems in the world, the disasters, the wars, and so on. Many viewers, listeners, and readers, they have this opinion that what you watch in the news is just fire, wars, and crime, and it makes you really in a bad mood. And I thought I've had this feeling, I need a language, a vocabulary for doing things in another way, and that's what I actually found at the Constructive Institute.
How long did you take in Denmark to make certain changes? You went to faculties, to schools, how long does it
take? But we haven't changed everything in Denmark, we're still in progress. I mean, the Institute is only 8 years old, mm-hmm. and we are trying to convince newsrooms and journalists and so on. Maybe sometimes we should look upon how we angle the stories and what stories we present to the people, because we see all over the world the people, the public doesn't want us anymore. The news avoidance is rising dramatically in many countries. I know in Croatia, where we are now, the news avoidance percentage is 61%. Which means that out of five people, three people would say we never look at the news because it makes us in a bad mood, it's not relevant for me or anything. I think that creates something, does something with society, with democracy.
Yeah, we are almost the worst in the EU.
You are.
61% in the Croatia. Why? What do you think? Why is that number so high?
I think it has something to do with the trustworthiness in democracy here. I mean, your trust level in media, in politicians, and so on, is very low. And I'm not an expert on why, but some of my students today mentioned there is some corruption thing going on. There is a mentality mistrust in leading parties, in leading media, and so on. And it's been that for ages. And it's very important for me to say we don't change that during a summer. It takes maybe a generation. It takes two generations. But again, saying that 61% of a population doesn't follow news or journalistic media at all, I think that's quite a challenge, actually. And from a media point of view, I think it's a big challenge to democracy.
When I spoke to your colleague Ola Borg a few months ago, he said that we are really young democracy. Is that a problem?
No, it's not a problem. But as everybody else, you have to learn as well. I mean, Denmark is a very old democracy, but we have had our fights as well. And if we are an adult democracy, and don't take this as an offense, maybe you're still the child. Mm-hmm. And the child has to learn. And you have to learn from somebody who has tried this before, from some experience. And I'm not coming here as a conqueror of the Scandinavia, saying you have to do exactly like we do. No, Croatia has to find its own sort of shape of democracy and so on. But still, I think there is some basis in democracy. One person, one vote, for instance. But that demands that you actually, as a citizen, believe that your vote will count. If you don't believe that, you also told me that your election percentage vote is very, very low. You can almost compare the 61% news avoiders and then 40% going to the elections. Maybe there is a correlation there, actually. Could we get that level, that percentage up? I think we have achieved something.
In constructive journalism, we have three tasks: to focus on solutions, cover nuances, and to promote democratic conversations.
Yes.
Why is that important?
Well, I think throughout a lot of research, we have sort of taken this academic thing, making these three what we call the pillars, because that's what we think is not existing in news coverage of today. I mean, many media media business is very old, very conservative. They haven't sort of woken up to reality that people today, they don't want them anymore. They want the tech giants, they want Facebook, they want Instagram, they want TikTok. They are the big players now. It's not the New York Times, even the BBC and so on, not anymore if you compare how many users they have. So we have a big challenge there. And what we can do as media, we can still promote democratic conversations. We can still cover new answers. The tech platforms, they are not obliged to do that at all. You can just publish anything, almost everything on tech platforms. At least as a journalistic media, you have some press ethical rules and so on to follow. So there are differences. And I think it's a big challenge for the whole world if people only get their information and their knowledge about the world through social media. Because I don't believe it's not the best obtainable version of the truth.
Yeah. Do you have some plastic example of how constructive journalism works? For example, some story, how it should be done?
Well, often we would say in journalism, you have to go out and find the problem. And then somebody would say, well, it's up to the politicians to solve this problem. Mm-hmm. But we would say in constructive journalism, if you have a problem in Croatia, why don't you go to Slovenia to see, did they have the same problem? Mm-hmm. And did they actually solve it? Then go back to your politicians, tell, first of all, your audience, Slovenia actually did solve this problem. Now, if Slovenia can solve this problem, why can we not do that in Croatia? That is, to me, the best constructive journalistic question you can ask a politician.
So, as we said, 61% of people in Croatia does not watch news. Do you think creative workshops like this can change things in long term?
But hopefully, you just told me you have, on a good day, 2 million listeners. Well, if some of them would say, maybe there is something about it, maybe I should start watching also more traditional news. It could be in the radio, it could be in the newspaper, it could be in the television. But again, a lot of you have said to me, many people believe that the media in Croatia is also very biased. And we need to get rid of that as well. We need to get rid of biased media. We need to have trustworthy media who are not biased by politicians, by companies, by money, by anything, but who are actually idealistic, wanting to knowing the truth of the world.
How satisfied are you with participants?
It's been great, and I've learned a lot for the last 2 days. I think it's been a small class, but there is a little tendency, a little, could you say, a defensive way of seeing that we cannot do anything. And the only thing I know, if you don't do anything, nothing will happen. So I strongly believe that when you, Sven, go home to your edition room, you say, okay, somebody has to do something. And if you just try, and there is one listener out of those 2 million who will change her or his mind, then we have achieved just a little thing. Again, we're not going to do this during the weekend or before summer, but maybe when your next generation of Croatian grows up, maybe the level of news avoidance has fallen. Maybe the numbers of people who actually wants to go to elections have risen, and that's the way forward. It takes maybe one generation, maybe two generations, maybe three generations, but we have to start somewhere.
What's the plan for the future? Can journalists actually change this? We heard yesterday that some participants believe that editors should be here and ownership structures. Can journalists change everything?
I totally agree. It's really difficult when if you have a boss or you have a newsroom who has this is the way we always have done, this is the way we always do. But as everybody knows, cultural change is one of the strangest, most difficult things to do something about. So again, it takes a longer time than you need. But I'm thinking, you and others, you are going to be editors one day. Mm-hmm. Maybe not next year, but in 10 years or 20 years, then you have the power to say which line, which strategy should we pull out. Maybe we should not take so many of these stories. Maybe we should think it in another way. So I know, again, it's difficult, but we have to start somewhere.
And for the end, light question, how do you like Croatia? Our food?
Oh, I was at this fish restaurant yesterday. I'm not going to mention the name because it's not commercial, but it was really nice. And I had this Saint Peter fish. Mm-hmm. I don't know, remember the name in Croatian.
Kovač, filet kovača. Yeah.
It's with a black mark on it.
Champier.
It was really, really, really good. And I had some calamari and some octopus from the Adriatic. And, you know, Denmark is also a country with a lot of water, and we have a lot of... We used to have a lot of fish as well, but I think the ones I had yesterday was really, really good.
Mr. Himmelstrup, thank you for your time.
It was a pleasure, Sven.